Abila Idukoma walks in tall grass just a few meters away from the Ikarama community in Bayelsa State onto a knee-deep, oily swamp the size of several football fields.
Since January, the crude, there was a spill here, and it has not been cleaned until this present date. It has not been awarded to any contractor. All the grasses you are seeing, everything has been damaged. Fishes that we are still living within the water cycle, all is dead. And there is no way to utilize this place for our own farming system again.
Villagers say the oil seeped from underground pipelines operated by Dutch-based oil conglomerate Shell. Shell officials in Nigeria refused to comment, saying they were too busy dealing with threats by militants who blow up oil installations and kidnap foreign workers. Idukumu, a plumber and father of seven, says children initially got skin infections, measles, and coughs, while adults got headaches.
In the evening, you cannot have a very good breath of air. People normally, because of these children, have been getting sick from time to time. And these are things that we have been trying to find an avenue for us to be rescued from this problem. And so presently, you've seen with your eyes that really the community is always in hazard.
Lambert Miebi is trained as a chemical safety engineer, but he says the oil companies will not hire him, even though he believes he would be a better choice than outsiders who care little about local concerns.
When I see this every day, I cry.
He says Shell often blames oil spills on sabotage to steal oil, but he denies that took place here.
They always say that it is a sabotage. But sometimes, let's take a good analysis of what is going on, if really this is a sabotage. This pipe has been here for so long, you understand me, and none of this thing has been restructured. So if any spillage occurs, they say the sabotage, but it's not all sabotage. So this thing has becoming a nuisance to this community, and even the entire Niger Delta. We are talking about toxic substance that has degraded this our environment.
Yes,
and if you have to talk about compensation about all this thing, no, it has been given to us.
Ibiba Don Pedro is the author of a book called Out of a Bleak Landscape. It details violence and environmental degradation that coincided with oil production in the Niger Delta.
They used to have large bodies of fresh water.
Don Pedro accuses oil companies of causing other problems that are less apparent, but sometimes even more troublesome in a context of poverty.
In the course of bringing in, you know, equipment and all that, they had to do dredging, you know, project. They dredge into areas that used to be fresh water, and today those areas have been inundated by salt water. So the people that are dependent on the fresh water sources in those areas, and you can imagine how bad it is, have to travel in canoes. You know, you see canoes in the Niger Delta, you know, with women, men, children carrying plastic drums and so on. You know how slow the canoes are, several hundreds of kilometers away from their own community every day. That's how bad it is.
Some activists are slowly trying to reverse the negative effects of living in an oil-rich but impoverished region. On a patch of jungle land with chirping birds near the town of Odi, economist Gordon Abiyama has a dream to build an eco-village. Odi was raised by government forces in 1999 following the killing of a dozen policemen. It was also here that violent militants first rose against oil production in the 1960s by blowing up an oil pipeline. Abiyama says he prefers constructive methods that empower people.
The purpose of Eco Village is to encourage people to live a life in terms of sustainable lifestyle, not ostentatious lifestyle like it's lived in developed countries where we are now trying to imitate. You know, they are trying to come back to us here, in a sort of community life where you know your next neighbor. That life of the typical African tradition, we want to keep it. While embracing modern technology, we don't want to do away with our deep well of traditional creativity. We want to fuse it together.
This is a compressed earth brick machine. The earth is put in here, you know, with a little cement for stabilization. Then
Abiyama demonstrates how he has been making bricks to build houses in the eco-village he wants to build.
This brick is made of cement, just about 10% cement, water, and then it's red soil. And it is manually produced using earth brick machine. And with this, we could build an ecological eco house, so to speak, to make the room very, very cool. We are drawing this from the our traditional house building system, but this is using modern techniques as well.
Roof tiles are being made with cement and coconut fiber. Funding for this project has dried up, though, and 2 years into construction, little has been built. While Nigeria's oil production climbs, and ecologists say environmental problems in the Niger Delta worsen. Nico Columbant, VOA News, in the Niger Delta.